Kathy and Terry were foster parents in Nebraska when Raina, at 5 days old, joined their family. Raina, at 2 years old, was then adopted by Kathy and Terry. Kathy shares how her entire family was involved in the decision to adopt.
It was November, and there was a snowstorm that day, the first snowstorm of the year. We expected her at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We got her at 7 o'clock that evening because they had to travel just a little bit outside of our city to pick her up. And when they dropped her off, we got her in her car seat with nothing else. The person delivering her to us didn't even know her name. Our agency didn't know her name. But we picked her up, and we cuddled her, and we loved her, and we held her, and never thought we would adopt her. She became part of our family, and we have 4 grown children. And at that time, we had 1 grandchild, and we just never thought we would adopt her. We'd had a couple of older children prior to that in our home. But at about 13 months, the state asked us, okay, we need to decide, is this going to be a permanent placement? And we had always said, no, we will not adopt. No, we will not adopt. My husband always said we were too old. I joked back and said, no, you are too old. And we are 2 months apart in age. So I just said no. And we sat down with our 4 grown children and our grandson and said, we have to decide what we're going to do. And our oldest son kind of took the lead, and he said, Mom, she's not going anywhere. She's part of our family. She must stay with us. We said, okay. My son at that point was going to be a father, so we were expecting our second grandchild. Those 2 little girls now are the best of friends. They are 6 months apart, and they don't think life is any different. Our daughter is Black, so we now have a multiracial family, which has taught us so much. But every once in a while, my daughter Raina will say to one of her older sisters, my skin is darker than your skin. And they will say, yep, it is. And we like it that way. While I was working, my youngest son, who was actually a junior, he was a freshman in college, was in between classes, and he stayed home and took care of her for the first four weeks of her life, along with my daughter-in-law. But I would come home and find him kicked back in the recliner with this itty-bitty baby laying on his chest. And he was the second one to say, no, this baby is not going anywhere. And they all showed up for the adoption, which was finalized 3 months after her second birthday. At that point, when we had the termination hearing of parental rights, we knew that Mom was expecting another. And the state asked us, would you take this one? And we said, of course. These girls need to be together. For however long we're going to have them, these girls need to be together. So even before we had Raina's adoption day, we welcomed her baby sister to our home. We wanted to take her with us to adoption day, but weren't able to do that. We are waiting now to find out when we can begin adoption proceedings on her baby sister, because they need to be together forever now. They can be together. But we as parents were knowing that we were going to possibly have to send her home. And we thought she was going home to her mother in December. And God willing, things changed, and we were blessed to be able to keep her, and we still have her, and she will be coming up on her second birthday very soon. And we will know soon whether we will be adopting number 2. There was no thought in this decision, on my part anyway. our older children thought we were crazy at this point because we've gotten now that much older. But they knew that those girls needed to be together. They knew that that family needed to be intact. And because Raina was part of our family, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that her baby sister, should she be put up for adoption, would just stay with us. And I can't imagine life without my Raina or her baby sister. And you know, we've learned and we've talked and we've grown and we've discovered. But for two old folks who'd been married 25 years to start over and begin again with a new family, much less a biracial family, it has been a joy I would never, ever, ever withhold from my family or myself.